In February of this year, StoryCorps visited Fort Wainwright as part of the Military Voices Initiative. Tanya Brown, who is an educator, had a chance to talk with teacher and behavior specialist Tony Taylor. Both of them teach children at Fort Wainwright. Here, they discuss how students at Fort Wainwright are affected by their parents' occupation.
You know, when these military kids, death is a reality.
Right.
And you can see it, and, you know, they talk about it freely. Being in other schools in the same city, I've seen that their mind frames are different. You're from another place. If you're not military and your dad leaves, you assume he's coming right back, you know.
Right.
I'm going to work. His job's going to end in 8 hours. He'll be home. Where these kids, when their dad goes to work and deployed, that's 6 months, a year. Who knows?
Right.
So that's just those different things that I see that are just astonishing that these kids can balance it all. Because even being the behavior specialist here, you know, and I hear a lot of this stuff, I go home and I have to sit back and say, this is really tough. Not only are they balancing school, but they have to balance these other thoughts that they've gotten numb to, you know, those different things like that, which is just, it's really special. It takes a special individual to handle those things, you know.
I was in the position you're in the first year that I got here. They were deployed that year. They were still in conflict overseas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere in here was so tense. It was in the news. They kept reporting. So many soldiers, a number of soldiers from Stryker Brigade were killed today. It was in the news. Every time it would come out in the news here, we had work on our hands.
There's two things that I've noticed about kids here, which is they're very good at making friends, but they're also very good at losing friends because they're accustomed to both. Because, you know, it's very seldom that they see the same kids for K through 6. Their life is a constant make a friend, lose a friend, build this relationship, lose a relationship.
Live in the moment is one of the answers that I found to the issue of separation anxiety when you make friends and making friends and that in the military. Because that's really all the time that we have. We're not guaranteed to be here tomorrow, later today, anything. And so these kids get those lessons all the time.
Right, right.
And so I try and help them grasp that. I love, especially at the elementary level, but I've experienced it with a lot of children, is that they show affection. Whatever their feelings are, they're going to show it.
Yes, yes.
Right then, right now. That's the live in the moment again, but they're going to show it.
Oh, yeah. You know, you find yourself almost wrapped up in their life, and you have to really take a step back and breathe a little bit and then, you know, go back in, dive back in head first and helping them out and, you know, sort those anxieties, those feelings out, because, you know, they will get to you. So it definitely, yeah, you know, kids coming up and they hug you, they don't want to let you go, and you're like, you got to let me go, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I promise I'll see you tomorrow. You
yes.
Know? God willing, I'll be here and see you tomorrow.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.